Today, I'm going to kind of break away from politics today. My guest today is Luke Lang. In 2014, at the age of 9, Luke was visiting with his grandmother, when she noticed a bump on his neck. She mentioned it to Luke's family, who then immediately made an appointment to visit his doctor. After a diagnosis, a second opinion, Luke was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. He and his family spent the following 2 years in and out of hospitals and doctor's offices. Got an amazing story. Luke is with us this morning. Luke, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing, Ted?
Great. So much. So glad to have you with us. Kind of take us through the hospital procedures, the illness, and I guess the most important thing, how are you doing now?
I'm doing fantastic. I've been in remission now for about 9 years, and health is good, God is good, life is good.
Now, during that period of time, you weren't exactly in love with the hospital gowns at the hospital, I'll take it.
Yes, sir, that's correct. The hospital gown, when going through treatment or having to be in the hospital, it adds to another layer of uncomfortableness. And so when I was going through treatment and stuff, we were able to come up with a different idea about it and replace the hospital gown with a medical shirt.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, so the medical shirt, it's like, it originally started with back when I was going through chemo. I had just normal Under Armour shirts that I was wearing day in and day out, and we took them to the seamstress, and we had snap tape put down the side of them so they could access my medical port. And so it kind of replaced all the hospital gown, because with the hospital gown, it's very uncomfortable. The back is open, and so now I was able to wear my Under Armour shirts and normal everyday athletic shirts during chemo, which was a game changer for me, because it not only helped me mentally get through it, but just physically gave me the power, or not only physically changed me, but mentally gave me the power to kind of get through it, because I wasn't feeling just like an everyday person in the hospital.
Okay, now, hospitals across the country accept these now, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've started since then. We've started a nonprofit called Luke's Fast Breaks, because during my time in the hospital, doctors and other patients were asking me all the time, hey, where do you get that shirt? Where do you get it? And we're like, hey, we had it made. And at the time, during my treatment, man, my family and I were focused so much on just like, let's get through this. And we're so fortunate now, obviously, being in remission to get through it. But then once I was in remission, we saw that there's a real big opportunity to help others going through the same thing that I went through. And so now we visited almost every state. We're in many countries, and we've given out about 31,500 of these medical shirts since starting our nonprofit.
Wow. How can they go to your website and find out more information?
Yeah, so if you go to www.lukesfastbreaks.org, you can go on there and you can request a medical shirt, and it's a nonprofit, so everything that you request, it comes to you at no charge. We've got generous donors that help provide for this. So if you go to www.lukesfastbreaks.org, you can go on there and check us out and see our message, what we do, and even request a hospital shirt if you know somebody who needs one.
When you were putting all this together, you were having dinner one evening with a family friend. Tell us about that dinner.
Yeah, so it was actually out by the pool on vacation, and I was with Mark Cuban, and I happened to wear my shirt down there to the pool, and he and I start talking about the shirt. My dad happened to be there also, and we start talking about the shirt, and he's very interested in the idea. And he goes, hey, Luke and Ben, when you go back, let's make 500 of these shirts, get the Mavericks logo on them, and let's go down to a hospital, local hospital here in Dallas, and let's give them away and see what people think. And the response was terrific. So we went from there. And now we've proceeded. And originally we thought about making it a business. We're like, hey, this is a real business opportunity. But when you're going through chemo and down at the hospital and stuff, you see that people are just like, they're at their most vulnerable time. So it didn't feel right for our family and for everybody to try and be selling these shirts to people when bills are stacked up at the hospital and everything. You know what I'm saying? They're just going through the hardest times. So we're like, hey, this is a real opportunity to give back to the community.
People who may not be sports fans, Mark Cuban is also one of the people on the Shark show that's on TV. Had you met him before this, or was this the first time you ever met him?
Yes, sir. We're good family friends. I'm friends with his son and daughters. They're close in age range to me, and we used to go to the same school. So I've grown up knowing his family, and they're great people.
Okay, so you went out and you made 500 of these. Then what was the next step?
So the next step was just kind of meeting with different people, seeing what we could do, and kind of forming a 501c3 is what we are today, and pulling the right people together and starting the fundraising process, and friends and family, especially in Louisiana. I've got a bunch of family in Louisiana. They were super supportive of it and helped us come together, and we started visiting hospitals and slowly handing these shirts out. And unfortunately, we can't visit hospitals anymore because of COVID, but we're able to still send out these care packages.
Okay, with Vishma, Luke Lang, 2014, he developed cancer. In remission, came up with this great idea. We're going to tell you all the information you need to know about Luke's Fast Breaks offer for patients, everything when we come back. Stay with us. This is Open Line. Be back in a moment. My guest this morning is Luke Lang, 2014, diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. He's in remission now. He, along with Mark Cuban, well, actually, he did it. Mark Cuban assisted some. Started a way of having, I guess, hospital gowns, for lack of a better terminology, that much more comfortable, a lot more private. Luke, did I describe that pretty well?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You've got the message right on.
You're 17. You're a junior at Jesuit Prep in Dallas?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, in addition to Luke's Fast Breaks, you're involved in church, racing cars, a license auctioneer. Holy cow, you're 17. You're not spending a lot of time watching TV.
No, I try and stay busy, try and learn as I go.
You are on a mission to help kids battle chronic disease. How do you do that? What do you do?
Yeah, so I think it's just my family's raised me and taught me we've got to be giving back. And since cancer is something that I've experienced and battled personally, it's just something that I continue to fight with through other patients and stuff. And so that's why our mission through Luke's Fast Breaks and finding other people comfort during their time in their journey along the way of cancer or whatever sickness they might be going through in hospitals is so important to me.
Now, tell me again about your website, how the people can get these hospital shirts if they need them. And I think you said there was no charge for them?
Yes, sir. That's correct. So if you go to www.lukesfastbreaks.org, you can go into our website and see our mission and my story and why we created it and everybody who's involved in it. And you can also go on there and request a care package. And in this care package, you'll get 3 medical shirts, a blanket, socks, chapstick, water bottle, and different things that help comfort you during the time that you're in the hospital, things that kids and patients will enjoy.
Okay, now you said this is free, but also, too, I mean, there's cost involved. If people want to donate to this program, how can they go about doing this?
There's also a donation area on our website if you go to donate. And everything we give out, obviously, through our care packages is of no cost because of generous people all over the world that donate to our organization.
You have a newsletter as well?
Yes, sir. There's all sorts of things. You can sign up for the newsletter by putting your email in on our website.
So tell me that website address again for people that may have missed it.
It is www.lukesfastbreaks.org.
So Luke, what's your long-term plans for this website and this generous donation that you're doing for kids that are battling chronic diseases? You plan to keep operating it yourself? Do you plan to turn it over to a group of people? What's your long-term plans?
So right now we have full-time employees, Ms. Sherry Freeland and Bridget Bam, who run the day-to-day operations just because I'm still in high school. Unfortunately, can't help everybody like I'd like to with all the commitments that I have. But honestly, I really don't know where we want to take it because I never thought at this point that it would be as big as it already is. Looking back 8 years ago, I would have never imagined that it would have done, unfortunately, so well because the cause is obviously no one. I wish nobody needed this, but we've done so well in providing shirts and stuff. So I have no idea how far this will go.
But I assume it's growing. It seems like every year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And unfortunately, since COVID, we've sent out more care packages in the last year than we have ever before.
Do you ever have people that need the care package and you don't have them available?
We try and stock up and try and get them out as fast as we can, and we keep it pretty stocked. We've got a big warehouse here in Dallas that we send everything out to.
So you're primarily doing it in the Dallas area, or are you doing it nationwide?
So we're based out of Dallas. That's where I live here. That's where I went through my treatment and everything here at Cook Children's in Dallas. But we send it nationwide, and we're even sending it, I believe, in six different countries.
Oh, wow.
We sent things out. Yes, sir.
And you've been in remission for how long?
I think it's going on about 8 years now.
So, Luke, you're a junior in high school. What's your plans when you get out of high school?
I really don't know. Definitely college. My mom and dad would have it no other way. So I'll hit the college route, and then no telling what God has in store for me after that.
Any idea what you'd like to do to make a living somewhere in the future?
My dad used to be in the auto auction industry, and then I used to race cars, and now I'm in the auction industry as well when I can be, and so I like auctions, and then I like cars as well, so hopefully something to do with that.
Sounds like racing cars sounds like a pretty dangerous way of making a living to me, Luke.
Yes, sir. No, it was a fun time, and I did it for about 6 or 7 years. I raced go-karts and then moved on to cars, and unfortunately with COVID, my car racing had to be put on hold, and then trying to go through high school as a full-time student and travel almost every weekend for a race is very hard to balance the two, and so I had to end up giving it up in order to hopefully do well in school and keep doing well in school.
Okay, before we go to commercial break, quick question. A large number of young kids with cancer now or not?
Can you repeat the question?
A large number of kids, young kids that have cancer now. Are we winning the battle with cancer with the younger generation? What's the prognosis?
Yeah, I know. I don't know exactly statistics the doctors could say, but I do know that we've unfortunately sent out more shirts now than ever. And I know there's tons of new research and data coming in and new medicines coming out. And actually, the drug that I ended up using in my chemo was a test drug that I fortunately got put on a special kind of list to try this drug. It was a trial drug. And so I was very fortunate.
We're visiting with Luke Lang. When we come back, we're going to talk about International Childhood Cancer Day. And we're going to also ask Luke what listeners can do to help if they want to get involved in this great program. What an inspiring story this morning. Luke Lang, our guest this morning. Luke, very quickly, we're running out of time. What is International Childhood Cancer Day?
So International Childhood Cancer Day, it's just a a time to unify the community over childhood cancer, in my personal opinion, and it's a time that everyone should be looking forward, just because childhood cancer is so important in today's time and plays such a big factor.
Okay, so people listen to the program, whether it's Winfield, Jasper, Texas, DeRidder, Leesville, Manny, Nacoosh, doesn't matter. They are inspired by what you've done. They want to get involved. How can they help?
Yep, so if you go on to our website, www.lukesfastbreaks.org, you can go onto there and see our mission of providing hospital or shirts to replace hospital gowns for patients battling cancer, different illnesses in the hospital. And so you can either go on there and request a shirt if you know somebody who needs a shirt at no charge, or there's a donation button on there as well. But it's even more than that, because everything we give away is free. But it's even more than that. We've got our Facebook and Instagram pages that we check messages regularly. And every care package that we send out comes with a handwritten card. So anybody, and handwritten things and different things. So if anybody wants to get involved in different ways, you can always reach out to us through our Instagram or Facebook, Luke's Fast Breaks. And we check those messages regularly if you want to get involved in ways that aren't through financial means.
Well, Luke, I think it would be a safe assessment to make that you have not had a normal childhood or stay at school.
What was that? You cut out.
I said I think it's safe to say that you have not had a normal childhood, and very inspiring to listen to you and see what all you've accomplished at such an early age. And it's hard to believe you're 17. You sound like you're 30 years of age, and you've got a lot of experience behind you.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate that. I think that everybody's here for a reason on this world and on this earth, and God was very fortunate and great to me to overcome and defeat cancer, and so I think it's my obligation, my duty, to return the help that I can give to those who are battling through the same thing that I had to go through.
Luke, my prayers are with you. I thank you so much for sharing your story. Maybe we can get you back on at a future time to give us an update.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, and thank you very much for the time.
Luke with us this morning. What a great story. You want to help, go to the website.